Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. In 1996, 26 workers in the Westray mine in Plymouth, Nova Scotia, lost their lives. In 2004, after a lengthy battle, unions successfully lobbied the federal government to make corporations criminally liable for workplace deaths and injuries. This victory will be commemorated at the Day of Mourning event at Lucas Point Park in Cobourg this Sunday. While people still die on the job and more people are injured, it is not all bad news. In this interview with Dan Tobin, president of the Northumberland Labour Council, he will talk about the staggering numbers, but also some of the good news surrounding occupational safety in the workplace. You decide if it's getting better.
I'm so pleased to have with me today Dan Tobin, president of the Northumberland Labour Council. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Rob, for having me.
Every year, there is a ceremony to mark the National Day of Mourning to commemorate those who have died or been injured at the job. Now, the theme of this year is Safe Work Now. But before we get into the events taking place or the stats, can you tell us what the labor movement in Canada has accomplished over the last year to reduce the number of deaths or injuries in the workplace?
Well, you've lobbied the government to or pass a law. It's called the Westray Law, where the employer is held but accountable for an injury or a death, but in a workplace. And there's health and safety measures in most workplaces now as well.
It's my understanding, though, that this is the 20th anniversary of the Westray Law. Why did you say labor movement is lobbying to get this law in place when it already exists?
Oh, sorry, but we have lobbied the government for this law, but it was passed.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
What I meant by that, but is that we are lobbying the government or to hold these but employers accountable, because some employers are only getting off with a fine or with just a slap on the wrist instead of a stiffer penalty.
What is the reference to Westray? Can you explain why it's called the Westray Law?
There was a mine in Nova Scotia that collapsed and trapped, I would say, numerous miners, and yet the union bought up safety regulations that the company wasn't following. And because the company did not follow the safety regulations that was supposedly put in place, but these miners died.
The law was brought in Nova Scotia, I believe, in 2004. It's been significant because the law does exist and it has been used. In fact, the Occupational Health and Safety Canada says many provinces have increased the number of prosecutors that are going after these companies that are not complying with health and safety standards. Yep. This includes Alberta and Ontario and Nova Scotia. And in fact, Ontario now has 29 prosecutors that are enforcing this law. So why are you so concerned about lobbying for this when in fact there are actions that are being taken? There are steps that are going forward.
There are prosecutors who are investigating, but the fault is the courts is not doling out but significant punishment. They're giving these but employers, if they're found guilty of a workplace accident or a death, but some employers are just letting off with a fine or with it's a slap on the wrist. And whereas these employers should be, but held accountable a lot more than that.
Well, last summer, under the Working for Workers Act 2023, A number of changes were made. This included fines to employers who are found guilty of breaking the Occupational Health and Safety Act. It was $1.5 million was the top penalty that could be levied, and it's now gone up to $2 million per conviction. Is that not a positive step?
Oh, that is a positive step. It's very rare for a court to dish out a penalty of that magnitude.
Do you happen to know how many prosecutions have taken place in Ontario?
Not off the top of my head, no.
The amounts that they've been fined or that kind of thing?
No, not off the top of my head.
Since we're talking about numbers, now in your own press release, you say that in 2022, 65 workers were killed in the workplace and nearly 2,700 workers were injured on the job.
These are statistics from Statistics Canada, as well as the workers, but health and safety. These are just the numbers that are being reported at a workplace itself or by the unions. Well, but there is a lot of people that don't report a workplace injury. And that is what we need to get through to people, is that even if they are just injured a slight bit, but we need them to report it.
The Allied Association of Workers' Compensation Boards of Canada has suggested that the numbers could be as much as 10 times higher.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, because a lot of people and a lot of workplaces sweep injuries under the rug. But I can't name names, but some employers will just say, okay, then we'll put you on another job until you feel better. That injury should be, but record it.
What has happened in order that we can't get a clear picture of workplace safety?
Well, for one, it's the employees are also scared to report it, that they got hurt, for one. And two, the employers don't want to but report something. It might make their insurance rates go up or their SIB rates go up. It might hurt their bottom line.
What about the role of compensation boards? Do they play a role? Because I understand that not everybody that comes forward always gets a claim.
I can't say for every instance, but some are reported and denied because it's the governments are basically telling the WSIB reject their first claim, take their person work for it if they want to get paid.
Could you explain how that works?
Let's say, I was the employer, but I got hurt. I cut my finger or cut my arm, and it requires more than just a bandage. And the employer says, okay, then we'll fill out a WSIB. Majority of their first claims are denied by the WSIB board. Is that they want more but information, or just that they want the employee or to work a little bit harder at getting what they but rightfully deserve?
Again, the Allied Association of Workers' Compensation Boards of Canada has said that the construction industry is one of the most dangerous when it comes to injuries and deaths. Well, in fact, Dan, it's really interesting. The Ontario government says the number of fatalities in the construction industry fell to its lowest level in 8 years. There was only 16 in 2022. How do you explain then all your concerns when here's an example of an industry that seems to be moving in the direction that you are calling for?
That's a good question. A lot of these are not being properly reported. It might be reported as a workplace accident, but it's being labeled not as a workplace accident.
We're not talking about accidents in this case. We're talking about fatalities. And I guess it would seem from these statistics that this is one place that is trying to make a difference and make their workplace safer. Am I wrong in assuming that?
No. Okay. No, you are correct in assuming that they are making the industry safer. That is good. Some deaths, even though they might be happen on a workplace or happened, but as a work related, you're being labeled as something else. that say somebody got caught a disease because they were working at an asbestos plant or dealing with asbestos on a construction site and down the road, but they end up getting getting a disease because of this, is being labeled that it didn't come from the workplace and that these deaths are just other means.
In May of last year, the Ontario government announced a $12.5 million contribution to six health and safety associations to provide safety training and resources to businesses and workers across the province. Isn't that a positive step?
It is, but a positive step, but there needs to be more money but put towards this. That investment was just a drop in a bucket.
Is there any good news at all around this issue?
Well, I mean, one good thing is that 20 years after the Westray mine, is that more and more people are actually talking about it. And more people are actually to the work and health and safety, but in a workplace. And that is one of the things that we advocate, is that people look out for themselves and their coworkers on the job.
What are unions doing to raise awareness about workplace safety?
What we're doing is that we are setting up health and safety committees within a workplace, getting the employers to work with us on practices in the health and safety area.
What about locally? What does the Northumberland Labor Council do to encourage safety in the workplace?
Advocate for the employer or listen to the concerns and issues of their employees if the employee brings something up. We encourage employees to speak up when something isn't going right in a workplace.
Can you share an example of when that's been successful?
I can't name specific companies or specific employers or specific unions, but there's been significant wins in a case that more employers are actually working with their employees, unionized and non-unionized, to set up a health and safety language in their workplace.
The Ontario government is pushing young people into trades more and more. In fact, our own MPP is the Labour Minister, and he travels around encouraging young people to join the trades. Is this a good thing, considering how dangerous construction can be, and what concerns do you have around these young people and safety?
I mean, it's a good thing that the government is going around promoting the trades. We are in the infrastructure and of the technology we have, we are going to need either tradespeople or to build homes, businesses, and do the infrastructure like the piping underneath the ground but sewer lines and my advice to young people, it's a good thing to go into. To just go in it with your eyes open, look out for your health and safety. Because number one, you are the person that is responsible for yourself. And my old adage is, a person going to work deserves to be going home in the same way they have to go to work in the morning. Nobody deserves to go home but in a body bag or on a stretcher.
Agriculture is another area with high fatalities and injury rates. Now, Northumberland has a large agricultural sector. What is being done to protect farmers and farm workers?
Well, they got programs out there for the migrant workers. They will oversee the work that the migrant workers do, as well as the local workers. They will pass on their concerns to the employer. 9 times out of 10, it becomes an employer is actually listening to the recommendations of these organizations that are out there that would help.
I understand there are several campaigns underway by the Ontario government aimed at inspections of construction sites, but also within the healthcare sector, within the mining sector. Surely these are moves in the right direction to bring about more safety. How do you respond to the fact that the government is taking the time and putting the resources into increasing inspections in these three particular areas?
It's a good thing that they are, but they are upping the inspections. That's not going far enough. Inspections are still going far and few in between, and we need more or boots on the ground.
Do you have any stats to back that up?
I don't by hand, no. No, just for instance, I mean, during COVID, the workplace inspection was halted. And that was one of the things that we fought to keep going.
Tell us about the Day of Mourning event. So first of all, how many years have you held the Day of Mourning?
This has been going on for as far back as I can remember. I don't have the specific year how to start it, but I started on a labor council back in 2009, and it was going for about 20 or 30 years before that. And there's April 28th is National Day of Mourning, like you said, a day to commemorate those who have died or those but who have been injured as a result of their job. And it's a day that we renew the fact that we need to fight.
Where is this going to be held?
And this year's event is, but all our Day of Mourning events are being held at Lucas Point Park on Wilmont Street in Coburg, 1:30 on Sunday.
And who's speaking this year?
This year we have, I'll just pull up the list. Yes. I mean, at the moment we got the Secretary Treasurer of the OFL, but Ahmad Gaid. And we have but a senior communications officer from the Workers but Health and Safety Center, Ellen Simmons. We have Marcia Smoke from the Alderville First Nation. We have Charlene Clark, who is the local president of a steelworker union in the area. And we have dignitaries that are confirmed from the town of Coburg and the town of Port Hope at the moment. We're hoping to get word from other municipalities as well.
And what is the message that you hope gets delivered at the event?
I mean, it was like the theme says, safe work now. Now is that we need to make our work safe. And when do we have to do it? You have to do it now.
I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much, Rob.
That was Dan Tobin, President of the Northumberland Labor Council. I want to thank both my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you know of a good story or have an idea for a story, please let me know. You can email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. and include as much detail as possible, especially contact information. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, you can also email me at that same address. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Consider This. Or if you're on Twitter, you can message me at rwash. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.